Hi, this is Dr. Sadie, taking medical report. Patient first name is Asha, A-S-H-A, last name is V-S-V-Y-A-N. Date of birth is 07-04-1951. Period examination date is 07-18-2023. Your neck and chief complaint colon patient came today as a follow-up for both knee pain and a history of paroxysmal AFib. Period neck and subject to colon patient study that she has a complaint of knee pain on both sides. And it's worse upon exertion, and the pain level is 5 or 6 at times, and it's relieved after resting period. Next time, patient has a history of paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and she's currently on Eliquis 5 mg, one tablet twice a day period. Next time, review of system colon, patient denied headache, comma, dizziness, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, comma, vomiting, comma, loss of balance, or falling down episodes period. Next time, obstructive colon. Heart examination has irregular first and second response period. Next line. Lungs are clear bilaterally without any bleeding period. Next line. Abdominal soft without any tenderness period. Next line. Extremities has no cap tenderness or edema period. Both knee examination results in mild tenderness of the knee joint, and there is no joint effusion. The period of passive range of movement is slightly painful, and weight bearing is most painful period. Next patient. Same patient. Asha, A-S-H-A, last name V-S-V-Y-A-S. Date of birth is 07-04-1951. Your examination date is 06-27-2023. Your next line chief complaint colon patient came today with a chief complaint of both feet swelling, comma, generalized muscle weakness, comma, urinary incontinence, and ingrown toenail period. Next line. Subject to colon patient came today with her husband complaining of both legs puffiness, and she was seen by cardiologist about a month ago. Patient has a follow-up appointment, and she was on furosemide up until 2 weeks ago, and she stopped. Period. Patient also complained of generalized muscle weakness, and she not doing any stretching exercises here. The patient was advised to start stretching exercises. And next line, patient complained of urinary incontinence, especially in the night time. But she does not have any burning urination and has not seen any blood in the urine appeared. Next line, patient complained of ingrown toenail, especially on the right big toe. And it was painful up until 2 days ago. Still she has mild redness of the big toe, but there is no pus formation period. Next line. Review of system colon, patient denied. Headache, comma, dizziness, comma, double vision, comma, ear pain, comma, sore throat, comma, chest pain, comma, shortness of breath, comma, nausea, vomiting, comma, cap swelling, tremors, comma, vocal weakness of the upper lower extremities, or snoring period. Next line. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, and she is on amlodipine 5 mg once a day along with low salt diet. Patient is also on isoniazid plus hydrochlorothiazide 20 plus 12.5 mg one tablet twice a day along with metoprolol 50 mg once a day and low salt diet period. Next line, patient has a history of atrial fibrillation, and she is on Eliquis 5 mg once a day, twice a day. Your next line, patient has a history of hypercholesterolemia, and she is on atorvastatin 20 mg once a day along with low fat diet. Your next line, patient has a history of hypothyroidism, and she is on levothyroxine 75 micrograms once a day period. Next line. Social history, patient lives with her husband, and she does not work. And she has no history of smoking cigarettes. examination revealed intraoperative with mild redness, peripheral discharge, or tenderness period. Next line. Neurological examination is intact. The patient is ambulatory without any assistance period. Next line. Also, abdominal examination revealed no significant suprapubic tenderness period.
End of dictation.